A very good afternoon from the sports team. We're going to start with some live cricket on the go. The Proteas women's side are up against Sri Lanka in the final match of their 50-over series in Potchefstroom. Laura Wolfart's side lead the series 1-0 after the first match was rained out. Sri Lanka won the toss and they chose to field first, and the Proteas are going along very, very nicely. They're 124-1 at the moment. They're going at 5.16. The captain, Laura Wolfart, continues her incredible form. She's currently 89 not out. In this series alone, she has scored 102 and 56 in the two T20s, and then she scored 41 and 110 not out in the one-day games, and it looks like, touch wood, she's going to make herself another 100 there. So 124-1, going at 5.16 to the over. So good start there for the Proteas women. Moving to football news, Arsenal have the chance of making a Champions League semi-final for the first time in 15 years this evening. They face Bayern Munich in the second leg of their quarter-final at the Allianz Arena in Munich. The tie is level at 2-2 going into this one, and Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says they are fighting to make it into that last four.
Most of our players, they have an experience, and I like this, and they are super motivated, they are prepared, they feel confident, and it's something that we're going to have to show against an opponent that have this experience, and it's going to be about putting a very, very strong performance, collective and individually, to earn the right to win the semi-final.
It's going to be a massive game for Mikel Arteta and his Arsenal side, who tripped up in the league over the weekend against Aston Villa. The other match this evening, we'll see Man City take on Real Madrid in their return quarterfinals Champions League match. The teams are also deadlocked there. It was 3-3 in that first game, going into that one at the Etihad this evening. And then finishing with some golf news, Rory McIlroy has denied any approaches from LIV Golf. There were rumours that he was close to signing a 16.3 billion rand deal with the Saudi-backed league, but the Irishman has vehemently denied the claims.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. And I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
Well, Rory is in the field for the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head this week. That also includes Masters champion Scottie Scheffler. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport team. I'm Nick Tatham.